We're going to start to learn over here Al Pi Darkei Shel Tosfos, and as we will see, it's a different sugya. It's not the same sugya we had learned till now, Aliba Darash. So let's start on Daf Tzadik Ches Amad Aleph. Kol Isurim Shebetoire Beshishim Perish Bekunteres Da'af Ki Lo Yoyif Taima Boyishisha. Rashi says that there's a din a sheer bittel, that yutam is bottle b'shishim. Not that shishim is that there won't be a tam. Well, there could be an inshleishim, there's also no tam, but there's a sheer shishim to be mavatel the tam. You don't call basaroi, bittel tam is not totally like the bittel of all other things that's baroi. Bittel tam needs shishim. And you learn this out from Zrayev Shela. Zrayev Shela, there's no tam. You're not magish the tam. And you still need shishim. And the purpose of shishim is to be mavatel the sheer bittel. You need shishim of hetat to be mavatel the tam shalisa. The ein nira. Period. I wish to disagree vehemently with Rashi. And that means that, if there's no tam, why do you need shishim for? And the poshet, rayas we had before, it becomes muta bekvela. You give it to a goy and he tastes it, and if there's no kvela, you need shishim. But if there's a kvela and he says there's no taste, so it's good. So what's mevatel the tam? So vice, if you don't taste it, there's no issa. Not the way Rashi holds fakel. There's a tam there. You taste it, if you don't taste it, it's irrelevant. There's a tam in the etel. You need shishin to be mavatel the tam. Taisa says, I wish to disagree. If you don't taste the tam, it's mutter. See, there's no din you need shishin to be mavatel the tam. Umasha hevi raya milakamot. Rashi brings a raya from the Gemara weiter. The Gemara says weiter by that, the Gemara says if it's any nice and tam by grisim shen is bashlo imadashim, if it's not nice and tam, you need shishim. And it's not nice and tam, you still need shishim. So Tosfos says, aforish lakamon beezras Hashem yizbor. So that means the whole sukkah is going Bezos Hashem Yisboach, and we'll take care of all the rayas that Rashi brought. Now, we had, now on the Medbeis, Tzadik Ches Medbeis, we had the raya from Zroya, from Zroya Bishayla, so we had a Machlikis Tanoim, what it says, V'lokach ha-koynes ha-zroya b'sheila min ha-ayil, V'tanya b'sheila ein b'sheila elo shleima. It has to be ganz. Shimon ben Yechoy oima ein b'sheila elo shenis bashla im ha-ayil. What is, let's see, Taisus, ein b'sheila elo shleima, perish ha-kuntris, Veloinis parish be'ez aloshin. That means Rashi understood that the Tanna Kama had found epis aloshin, that the translation of b'sheila means shleima. That to touch. V'nira leforish Tosfos wishes to disagree. The mashma, not that b'sheila, there's a certain loshin that b'sheila means shleima. The mashma b'sheila k'moi Bishel lo lamed dugushe. The problem is there's no dogish there, but that's besides the point. But al kaponim, if you have a dogish in the lamed, it's equivalent to two lamed. So bishel lo lamed dugushe. So it's two lamed. Umapik hay. So memela, so it's bishel lo K'moy sheyesh lo, you cook the lokach Akoyin es hazroya bishel lo, the way it is naturally, klayma kemoy shehi, it is not cut up in pieces. So now we have two lashonos in the Gemara. The first lashon in the Gemara was that everyone agrees, the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Yochai agree that it is cooked together with the ayil. The shaila is it separated first and then cooked in the same pot with the ayil? Or could be bichlal, it's not even separated from the ayil. That was the first lashon. And the second lashon, one man the yama holds it separated from the ayil and cooked in the same pot. And one man the yama holds it's cooked in a different pot. These were the two lashonos. And now we're going on the first lashon. The kuli alma bahadi ayil mevashalo. Everyone holds bahadi ayil mevashalo. It's cooked together with the ayil. The ain mikra yaitzi midei pshutai. That's Pashte Dekra. Avol Le'ike Da'amri, according to the second Lashon, the Bekdeira Acheres Mevashalo, L'tanekama Maitzi Oisai Midei Pshutai. Then, you don't go after the Pashte Dekra. Let me try to be Mevayer something. My son, the Emek and the Tziv and the Sefri, that means like this. If you start learning the Pasuk, the Lokach HaKoyin Es HaZroya B'Sheila. The Koyin takes the Zroya that was cooked. So if you stop over here, it would seem the Zroya was cooked, the Ayil wasn't cooked. I mean, Es HaZroya B'Sheila. That's if you stop over here, which would very much seem that the Zroya was cooked. And the bishul of the zroya has nothing to do with the ayil, but right after it says min ha'ayil, bishela min ha'ayil. So the min ha'ayil seems to say that it was cooked together with the ayil. Min ha'ayil. That means the min ha'ayil, the pashte dekra. That means the Pashtei Dekra, even though I have a dik, why does it say this? Elokach akoina sazroya b'sheila, the cooked zroya, which would seem the zroya, the bishul of the zroya has nothing to do, but since it says min ha'ayil, so it seems from the ayil, so I say it was cooked together with the ayil. That's Pashtei Dekra. So memele, so the kula alma, so according to the first lotion, Bahadi ayil mevashalo. It was cooked together with the ayil. They mikra yaitzmi de pshutai, and that's the pshutai shall mikra from min ayil. That means, it seems it was cooked together with the ayil, and you take it min ayil. Avaliike da amri, the bekteira acheres mevashalo, letanekama, maitzi oisimi de pshutai. That means I stop. I don't go with the flow of the rest of the pasuk min ha'ayil, and I say v'lokach hakoyin as v'lokach hakoyin as hazroya b'sheila. The mashmoy says that he takes the cooked zroya, and it seems the zroya, the cooking of the zroya, has nothing to do with the rest of the ayil, because the hazroya b'sheila, the cooked zroya. So that's mapik mi de pshutai. Mar sova mechatech lo vohoda mevashalo. Perish bekuntres. Dahainu tanekame. That's it. It's in the first lotion. So mar sova mechatech lo vohoda mevashalo. He cuts it off first. And vohoda mevashalo. Perish bekuntres. But you cook it together with ayil. Behind the tanekame, ushleima dekama. What does shleima mean? Hainu dein mechatchin lechatichayis. That means it's cut off already from the ayil. But when you cook it, you don't cut it up in small pieces. Ein mechat halachatiches. Zek toisves, vahashte loyhavi mar sovar kamo, lelishne kamo, kemar sovar kamo, deike da amri, da havi rab shimen. That means toisves has a problem in the flow of the Gemara. According to Rashi, in the first Lashon, the Tanakama holds that the Rashi learned that you separate it from the aisle, Mechatach Bahodam of Ashalo, you cook it together with the aisle, I'll say Mikra Yates Midei Pshutai, but it's cut off before the Bishul. And M'shela means Shleima. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds, Ein b'sheila elosin is bashla ima ayil, means you'd first cut it off after the bishul. That's, so the first mar sovar is the Tanakhama. The second mar sovar machatur v'hodam abashala, that's the Tanakhama. Mar sovar mabashala v'hodam machatala, that's Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The boy is saying, now the Gemara says a second lashon, the kul alma mechatech lo v'hodam avashula. Everyone holds, you cut it off, and then you cook it. Miu mar sova bahadi ayil mevashula, you cook it in the same pot, and that's Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Umar sova b'kderech eres mevashula, that's the Tanakhama. So the second lashon, the Gemara started off Mar Sova with Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, and the other Mar Sova is the Tanakhama, and that's different than the first Lashon we're talking about. That's the problem. So Tosfos says, it's a modne. Hashde lehavi Mar Sova kama lelishne kama ke Mar Sova kama diked amri davi Rav Shimon. So therefore Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat. V'nira leforish. Mar sover mechatech lo v'hodor mevashelo haynu Rav Shimon ben Yechoi. That in the first Lashon, the first mar sover is Rav Shimon ben Yechoi. Avol tanekame sover de mevashel v'hodor mechatech v'haynu shleima de kama shetehei mechuberes La'achel bishul. So Tosfos says pshat as follows. Fakert. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Ein b'sheila elishin is bashlo im ha'ayil. Im ha'ayil means in the same pot together with the ayil, but it's cut off. Fakert. And that's very good. The loshin. The zroya b'sheila. B'sheila means that it's cooked separately, it's not attached to the ayil, but then, min ha'ayil, that means akabonim, it's in the same pot. So, b'sheila means this abazundere bishul of this roya, it's not part of the ayil, b'shas bishul, it's cut off from the ayil, but it's min ha'ayil that it's cooked in the same pot. And the Tanakhama says, Ein b'sheila elo shleima, shleima means that it's attached to the aisle. That's a tight shleima. So according to the first Lashon, the Tanakhama holds that you first cut it off after the bishul. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds, you cut it off before the bishul, but you cook it in the same pot. So the first mar sova and the first Lashon is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, mechatech lo v'odam avashelo. The second mar sova is the Tanakhama. And that is the same Seder in the Ivoya Seder. Mar sover mechatech lo v'odor mevashelo. V'hadi ayil mevashelo. You cook it in the same pot. That's weiter Rav Shimon ben Yechoi. Nizbashlo im ayil. Mar sover b'deir acheres. That he holds that it's cooked b'chlal. Lokech hazazroya b'sheilo. Means it's cooked separately. He doesn't darshan pashtei dekro. It's cooked separately. Zroya b'shei, it's cooked separately. Now, gradi holds, if you're cooking it separately, still there's a din shleima that you don't cut it up in pieces. Let's see Tosfos. V'hashta avi mar sover kamo Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So that, so the Seder of the Gemara is the same. First we're explaining of Shimon ben Yechoy, and then we're explaining the Tanakam. Umiyu lelishne basre tzorich loima, shleima hainu shleichat chanoch hatiches. Not the way we learned in the first Lashon, shleima means it should be attached b'shas b'shu, because fakel, the second Lashon, the Tanakam holds you cook it in a different pot. So then the taish of shleima means that, that when you cook it separately, al kaponim, it should be, the zroya should be bishleimusa, and you should not cut up the zroya in pieces. Uman da omar bishishim, sova boso batzomis. Now, according to Rashi, we learn pshat in this Gemara. Rashi learns that it says by zroya b'sheila hilchis bittel tam, and that means that tam, in order to eat the tam in the aisle, even though you don't taste it, there's tam there. When you need bittel of that time, need a din bittel of that time. And we learn out that the shir bittel is not roiv, the shir bittel is shishim. That's why the Torah was makpid, that you have to make sure when you're cooking the zroi, you have to cook the complete aisle with it in order to be mevatel the time of the zroi that was nichnas in the aisle. It's a drosha, we learn out shishim. So Taisva says, lav drosha gemurehi lemelef minei leinyin min b'sheine minei. That means, this is not a drosha gemure that we're learning that there's a din bittul tam. And we'll learn out from this that min b'sheine minei is also bottle b'shishim. The tam ke'ikel di'araisa. Now, Taisvis learned the taich of tam ke'ikel means if you taste the tam. That's what Taisvis learns from. Not the way Rashi is. Is a taich of tam ke'ikel means that the tam is ke'ikel mamoshe. Taisvis learns tam ke'ikel means if you taste the tam. So how could Shishim help? How could you learn out? Rashi said, so not like that. Rashi on Amud Aleph said, That even if you taste the tam, it's bottle b'shishim. Because Rashi learned the tam is here if you taste it, if you don't taste it. And if you need a bittle of shishim to be matter the tam when you don't taste it, so if you do taste it, you also need a din bittle b'shishim. And if there is there's shishim, so you're tasting a mutter dikat tam. Rashi learns tam becomes bottle b'shishim. Your tasting or not tasting is irrelevant. That's min ha-Torah. Min ha-Rabbanan, Rashi says, if you taste it, it doesn't become bottled. That's how Rashi learned. But min ha-Torah, you learn out from Zroya B'Sheila that the Shir Shishim is mevatel atam. If you taste it, if you don't taste it. Taisi says, it can't be such a thing. How can it be? Tam ki ikim min ha-Torah. If you taste the tam, it's also min ha-Torah. There's no din bittel. How can it be? I'm learning out from Zroya B'Sheila. So Taisva says, so we have to learn this Gemara with a grain of salt, number one. It doesn't mean you learn out from Zroya B'Sheila that tam becomes bottle b'shish. It's not true. If I taste the tam, it won't become bottle. Fine. Lav drosha gemuri lemelef minei linyin min b'sheinei minoi that the shishim, the tam will become bottle, because it's not true. The tam ke ikel di araise. According to Taisvis, that means if you taste the tam, it's also min ha-Torah. So I can learn how that if the shishim will become mutter. I hear shishim helps. Big deal. Shishim helps by zroya b'sheila because min b'minoi. The mid araise b'teila b'ruba. So what is pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, I learn out from Zroya B'Sheila, Shishim, or Meir. What do you mean? How can I learn out from Zroya B'Sheila? I mean, the meaning of Kol Yisroel from Shabbat Torah, I learn out from Zroya B'Sheila. Chas V'Shalom. It can't be such a thing. If you taste the tam, it's also min ha-teire, so how can I learn that from Yisrael Yibshay? Ella. B'shishim u'meya kabola hoysa b'yoda. Now, so Tosfos starts off that shishim u'meya is not a magic word in the din bittul, that you need shishim to be mevatel or meya to be mevatel. No. Shishim u'meya kabola hoysa b'yodom, that it's not noisin tam. That means normally, if there's a machlokes tanoim, but the machlokes tanoim is if something is noisin tam, if the shishim connected. Talk about mim b'shein emina. Mim shein emine, by shishim, it's a kabbalah b'yod, normally it's not nice in time. You won't taste it. You don't taste it. According to the other time, it's May. You won't taste it. Fine. So, but that's a kabbalah b'yod. So the reason, if you have shishim, you're allowed to eat it. If I have issa, and I have shishim of hetay, you know why you're allowed to eat it? Not because I have a posik that says, The pasuk is not saying a big deal at all. The pasuk is talking about me, but me, I don't taste it. The pasuk isn't telling me big things. You know why shishim and meyaz muta? Because I don't taste it. How do you know you don't taste it? It was a kabbalah beyond them. They had a kabbalah that either shishim you don't taste it, meyaz you don't taste it. Fine. So good. You have a kabbalah. So finish it. But so why are you talking about Zrayev Shela? You have a Kabbalah that there's no taste in Shishim or Meya. So Tais says, Einachanam. You're talking right. This whole Gemara is not a limud. Not learning out anything from Zrayev Shela. Hello, B'Shishim B'Meyla Kabbalah Hoysa B'Yodam. There was a Kabbalah that's not nice in town. So the real reason, if there's Shishim, why are you allowed to eat it? By mean shaloi be minai, because you can't taste it. How do you know? Kabbalah is beyond. It was a Kabbalah. Bas mechua ahaiko grad by the zroya v'sheila lemaisa, could be the ayil has shishim or meya. So they were mas mechir on this posik. There the shishim or meya. So this is not the mekoyer of the halacha. This is to remember the aloche as machua haikro. Fine. So memele, we just got introduced to abahalach and asugye. You have to take everything with a grain of salt. There's no limudim. We're not learning anything out. This is just they just were masmech. Each one had a kabbalah when it's not nois in tam, and they were masmech on this posik. That because this malice is Zrei B'Shela, could be the Shishim, could be the Zmei, if you chesh muta tomes, you chesh muta mekitza. But you must make it on this posik. But on kaponim, it's not a limud. Don't, yeah. Fine. So there's no limudim, nothing. Umikol mokim. So now Tosfos has got a little stuck. So if it's not a limud, the Gemara is a problem. Gemara asks, we learn Zeheta Rabo Michlalisa. Here it's Muta, but Ibaral it's also. Please. If we're learning out something from Zoyab Shayla, it's a real limud. So then how can I learn out? The Baraisa says, only here it's Muta. I got news for you. I'm not learning out anything. So why are you so disturbed with this Baraisa Zeheta Rabo Michlalisa? I'm not learning anything out. So Tosfos, but the Baraisa, Tosfos answers, the mashmash yesh kan heta de be'alma osa ki yaitse boy. But the Baraisa says, by Zroya Pshela, there's something that is also someplace else. That's the facts. That's what the Baraisa tells us. I'm not learning. But it says, whatever it says, this is muta by Zroya Pshela, and it's not muta someplace else. So that's what the Baraisa tells us. You're learning out, you're not learning out. Well, kaponim, whatever it says by Zroya B'Shela is not applicable by someplace else. That's what it says. So Mamela, we have a problem. So, I mean, I'm saying Lamaisa that, Shishim helps by any mina. It says here this Heter is not applicable to something else. So the Gemara says, Lavli mute kali shulm shabbatoy. So the Bahaisa says, a Heter abo michlalisa. Here it is also all over. Here it is mutan all over the zasa. Lav lamite kol isum shebetoy. So by all isum shebetoy, you can't be same hand shisha. Mimtaima umay kushe. Vilma hayne davke leinyan shema matlan isa lachatchila bahach yishari. Fakert is another din by Yisrael Pshayla. By Yisrael Pshayla, you're being mabatlan isa lachatchila, which is, could be awesome in a teira later ayvet. And later Rashi saw the Torah was matter here to be matter nisal lachatril, which b'chol ha'Torah you're not allowed to do. That's pshat sehetzer abom michlal iser. Why do you have to say the or different problems? Sehetzer abom michlal iser is going on your matter nisal lachatril. B'yeshloimer the loshin sehetzer abom michlal iser mashma michlal dover he'oser la'achile. That means mevatla nisela chatchila means you're allowed to cook it. You're not allowed to cook it. The loshen heter abo michlalisa would seem all over. You're not allowed to eat it. It's a davar ha'osa. Near it's mutati. So the Gemara said, and so on this, and so the moment to say pshat the beraisa that the beraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds min beminoi loy bottle. So there's no din bitter by min b'mine. Afal pi kein, so all over b'chol ha'tere kula min b'mine lo'i batel. Afal pi kein, by zroye b'sheile, min b'mine is batel. The time is batel, and that's the heter abo mitlalisa. So the Gemara asked, so the Gemara says, my chazis de gemrine meho. So the Gemara is, how do you know to say b'chol ha'teire kula min b'minei lei botul, and only here's a chiddush that here it's botul? Maybe learn out fakert. All over min b'minei is botul, and by dama po dama soir is a miyuchadik a case that's lei botul. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, because here's a chiddush. That was the Gemara's teretz. Frag Teisves. So what's called the Gemara's kasha? I have, it says two psukim. One pasuk says, so there it says, that min b'minei lo'i botel. This pasuk says, that you cook the zroya together with the ayil. This pasuk says, min b'minei botel. So now you want to know, b'chol ha'teira kula, what's the din? So if you don't know, l'chum remakshina. I don't know, so what b'chol ha'teira kula is like, is like Zroya Bishela. So if you don't know, you makish lechumra. And I say, Mr. Makola Terakula is Damasir. What's the problem? So Taisva says, no. Given the Ike leukumi, krote damapor, ba'oilem, kerabonam, ba'koimitz rabe, is on the mele, Mizroya Bishela, afalgab de lekule. So Taisvis seems to say as follows. Let's just say for 1 minute, Pshat, the way the Ran says Pshat in the Gemara, that Ran in the Dorm says Pshat in the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim. Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya, v'lokach midam asore, midam apore, yodua shedam apore, merube midam asore, so why did it become botul? Zaraya, min b'minoi loy botul. The Rabbonim said, no, oilen, that's oilen mizbeach. It's oilen the mizbeach. Then it's not bottle. But me b'mina is bottle. So the Ran in the Dorm says a beautiful pshat in that Gemara. The Ran in the Dorm says as follows. The Rabbonon agree 100% to Rabbi Yehuda that me b'mina is bottle. And he says with Alumdus, together a bittle is, if you have an opposite, so the opposite is mevatel. Fakert, I have Reiv Heter, Miyat Issa, so Fakert, the Heter is Mavato de Issa. That's a din bitter. Opposites are Mavato. You go Basarai. Min b'minoi, it's fakert, there are no opposites. This is dam, this is dam. So fakert, if there's no opposites, so one is machazik, the other. There's no dimbitl, no constant dimbitl. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svarim. In the Rabbana, you say, you're 100% right. We agree with you 100%. But we know when we say this by oilim. That means both of them are oil on the Mizbeach. So both of them are mamish the same. Both are dam. Both are oil on the Mizbeach. So the mamish the same. But there's no dimbitl. Two similar things. They're both oil on the Mizbeach. And they're both, they're physically they're the same. Halachically they're the same. So you're right. But if you'll have min b'minei heter and issa, you'll have basar b'basar. Basar nevela, akazaisa basar nevela, that is roi basar k'sheira. So you say, oh, min b'minei le boto. So they say, I'm sorry, that's called min shaloi b'minei. This is heter, this is issa, they're two different minim. So they're two opposites. The heter's mavato de issa. The machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is, do you look at the physical characteristics of the two minim? Or do you look also at the logic characteristics of the two minim? Rabbi Yehuda said, you look at the physical characteristics. If it's the same mean, no concept of bittul, because again, one is machazik the other. The Chachamim say, no, if it's the same mean, they have the same halachas, then you're 100% right. Both the Ma'ilam and the Mizbeach, so there's no dimbitl, there's no two opposites over here. But if one is Asa and one is Mutal, so then it's two different meanings, even though both are Basa. You look at the halachic characteristics of each one, so they're different. It's mean b'shayne meaning, this is Heta, this is Issa. This becomes both on that. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, so the Gemara, so Taisa says the Gemara's kasha was, I have here astira. Here it says by Zroya Bishayla, here it's a beta over here, that the Zroya becomes bottle, in the time of the Zroya becomes bottle in the aisle. So the Gemara says, oh, here's a chiddush, the Torah was mata, all over the Torah was a mata, there's a mean b'mina lay bottle. So the Gemara says, no, let's nail it, let's learn out from here. What do we learn out from here? L'chumra makshina. So Taisa says, no, learn out from here like the Chachamim. That when this is silver heter, then it's called min b'sheine minay. And damapor and damasur, because there it's both are oilim. It's heter v'heter and min b'minay. That was pshat. Why are you making, there's a stir in two things. Learn out that v'ker both are emes. Is a man with Reb Shail Afag of the Kula. The Chain Besamach Porich, there the Gemara says that by Kochim we say Tam Keika, and here we don't say Tam Keika by Zroyeb Shail. So the Gemara says, let's learn out from over here. So Taisus here's the same Kasha. What do you mean? If I want to learn out from Kol Asher Yigam Bepsora Yigdosh, that's the Shishel Chumra Makshinim. The Adarabe, the Ikele Ukme, the Adarabe, Nigma Mahochel Kule, that you don't say Tam Keika, the Ikele Ukme called the Chata, so the Mishra is for a different Aloch, not for Tam Keika, the Heta Mitzdaf Leisa, but Tzrichi Kedome Peshloi Sheminim. There's another concept of Heta Mitzdav Leisa, which has nothing to do with Tam Keika. So Memeir, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Here you see, you don't say Tam Keika by Zroyeb Shela. In the Pasuk of Chatas, we say it's not going on Tam Keika, it's going on Heta Mitzdav Leisa. So, fine. So the Gemara continued. The Gemara said, no, you can't learn out from over here. Here's a Chiddush. Because here we see Mavatlan Isala Khathilla, here's a chiddush. See, don't learn out from a chiddush. So the Gemara says, you don't learn out from a chiddush. How do you learn out from Zroyeb Shela? That you need Shishim? So chiddush Gemara says, no, this is a chumre, because midaraisa berube v'tayla. So this whole thing is a chumre. You can learn out from a chiddush a chumre. Ve'im taima, Sagt Teisves, hoti nach beminoi. Now, beminoi, I understand, I would say it's bottle beroi. So learn out, you need shishim. Hoti nach beminoi. Aber bishayne mit minoi, loi bottle. The tam kika de reise. So how could you learn out she'ene minoi shishim helps if you taste the tam kika de reis. So again, according to Rashi, we have no problems with this kasha. Rashi, that's a din. Tam becomes bottle, would become bottle baroi, even though you taste it. It becomes mutter. The tam becomes mutter. It's bottle baroi, and the chumri need shishim. Taisvis does not want to buy such a pshat at all. Taisvis, if you taste it, it's awesome, my God. It's awesome. So, what's pshat? I'm learning out of Chumre. If you taste it, it's awesome. V'yeshloima, the lav drosha gemura ki defrishus. Taisvis says, I told you already that you have to learn our gemura with a grain of salt. We're not learning anything from Zoye Pshayla. I told you before, Pshat, that the Emerson, that the whole Be'etzim, the Tanoim had a Kabbalah, it's not nice in Tam, B'shishim or B'meyim. That was a Kabbalah. They were Masmecher and Zroya Pshayla, because Zroya Pshayla is also Shishim or Meyim. But you're not learning anything out. So now, fine. The reason why it's mutter by shishim, because it's not nice in town, that's why it's mutter. The shloima de lav drosha gemuri ki de frishis, ule inyen min beminoi gamrinen lechumre. By min beminoi gamrinen lechumre, we'll come back to this, what it means, you need shishim, when you don't taste it, ube she'enoi minoi Kimlohu, the Biyasa Mishishim Lamar, Umeya Lamar, Paisa Katab, Masmachinon Nami Ahaikro, and we're Masmachit on this Posek. Vaoid, let's go a little further, and then we'll come back. The Zimnin Paisek Bepochas Mishishim, sometimes Bamin Bishaine Minoi, and less than Shishim, there's also no Tab. I mean, Meya. In Cain, Hoda Yafinan Lesser, Achishim, Omeya, Chumre Baalmo. This is a Chumre Baalmo. The Gemara says that I'm learning out of Chumre. Midaraisa Beruba Boto. I'm learning out of Chumre, and Taisus wanted under, because Midaraisa Beruba Boto, I'm learning out of Chumre. But you need Shisha. Now, let us try to understand Shita Sataisus. I think this is Shita Sataisus. According to Taisus, there's no such concept that you need a sheer Shishim to be Mavato. There's no such din. That means, the whole din of shishim is, because when there's shishim, there's no tam. So, not that you're mavatl the tam, you don't taste the tam. And if you don't taste the tam, it's a gvaldik. So then it's mutter. Tam ki ike means if you taste the tam. If you don't taste the tam, it's mutter. Now, so, taisvis differentiates now between min b'minoi and min b'sheinai min. Mim b'minoi, you need shishim. What is pshat, you need shishim by mim b'minoi? So dachsamir, pshat is that by shishim, b'emesin is azoi. There is a din, if something is noisein tam, you're not allowed to eat it. What is the shir of noisein tam? To when is it nice in time? Normally by shishim. That means, but by Shishim you could be assured that it's not Noisein Tam. By Min B'Minoi, I don't taste it. I don't taste it. So that does not necessarily mean that it's not Noisein Tam. It's Noisein Tam, but I don't taste it, because it's camouflaged by the Tam of the Heter. So I learned that from Zrayeb Shela. Zrayeb Shela, you need Shishim. That means, what's the magic word Shishim? Because by Shishim I can assume that it's not Noisein Tam. Shishim I can assume it's not Noisein Tam. Then Taisvah says that I learned that Lechumre, that Min B'Sha'ein Minoi, also you need Shishim. What's that? Because you need Shishim, because it's, I assume it's not Noisein Tam by Shishim. They say, Sakasha, when you say Beruva Botra, you need Shishim. Now, forget, you need a shear that's not Noisein Tam. And that shear is Shishim. Now, Taisvah says, V'oi de zimnin poisek bepoches mishishim. Sometimes there's less than Shishim. It's also not Noisein Tam. Now, what does Taisvah mean over here? Now, we have to remember, we started off the sugya with Taisvah. Taisvah said, Rashi holds, even though it's not Noisein Tam, you need Shishim. Perish bekuntre stavki lo yoiv taime boi Shishim. Ve'einire. So Taisvah said clearly that Taisvah on the beginning of the sugya, there's no din you need a shir of shishim levatel. If it's not Noisein Tam, forget about it. There's no problem. An isa that's not Noisein Tam is mutter. It's mutter. Now here, all of a sudden, Taisvah says that sometimes it's not Noisein Tam the hamishim, the pachas mishishim, and I learn that lechumre. That you need Shishim. So, Frekta Marsha, I don't understand what's happening over here. You just said before, it's not Noisein Tam, you don't need Shishim. That was the beginning of the sugya. And all of a sudden, the Moses said, Loin Arachumre. Zukta Marsha is like, if you know it's not Noisein Tam, then it's Mutter. That's the din, if there's a kfeila and he tastes it, and there's 30. You give it a kfeila and he tastes and he says there's no time, it's mutter. If there's no time, that taste doesn't hold rashishik, you need a psashia bitu. If there's no time, it's mutter. Tam kika means, if there's a time, if there's no time, it's mutter. But what is, if you don't have a kfeila? You don't have a kfeila. So, really, Rabbi Kevega says, Avot, that what Taisvah says, Pa'omim, the Zimnim, Paisik, Pepoches, Mishishim, Rabbi Kevega says, Zimnim means Roiv Zimnim. Most of the foods are not nice in time, less than Shishim. But I learned out of Chumrah, if you don't know, you should have Shishim. That means we're talking about a case. I don't know, is it Noisein Tam, is it not Noisein Tam? So I learned out from Zrayeb Shela that if you don't know, you need a shear that's batuach, that is not Noisein Tam, and that is Shishim, or Meir. That's Zrayeb Shela. Again, it's not a limud, it's a kabbalah, that it's not Noisein Tam by Shishim. But we learn out from Zrayeb Shela that Fakir, that if you don't know, in order to make sure that there's no Noisein Tam, Sai Beminoi. Beminoi, I never know. And Sai Shalai Beminoi, you need Shishim. Then you could rest assured that it's not Noisein Tam. Rava Omar, Leinitzacha Elo Letam Ki Iker Vibekotchim Oso. Rava said that what it says, a heter abo michlal iso, that's going on Tam Ke'ikah, that by Kochim is Osa, and by Zroya B'Sheila it's Muta. Perish B'Kuntres, Zeu L'Miyute Shah Kochim. It said, Zeu Heter Abo Michlal Issa. So, this Kochim is Muta, you don't say Tam Ke'ikah, no kachim, you do say tam kikim. Perish, because the Zerli mutei Shah Kochim, that by Shah Kochim you do say Tam Keiker, and here you don't say, Avol Chulin, Shaper Yofinim Minei Lemeya Vishishim, but by Chulin I learn out Meya Vishishim, the midaraisa botli baroif, midaraisa would be botl baroif, viyalfinin mehocha lahachmel, the leila botl ela bemeim vishish. Now, so what does Rashi say? Chulin shape yofine minei lemeye vishishim, the midaraise botli boroi. Chulin, without the limud of zroye vishayle, I would say it's botli boroi. Vialfinen meyoche lahachme, we learn that over here, to loyle botl elo bemeye vishishim. It's botl bemeye vishishim, and kochim afilo bemeye vishishim is also not botl. Mashme de rotze loyma. Mashme de rotze loyma. It seems Rashi wants to say, the tam ki iker de komar, that by kochim tam ki iker is osar, and here tam ki iker is mutter. So tam ki iker means after shishim. Because he also needs shishim, and by kochim tam ke iker is also means afilu there's more than shishim, so you have a very shvache tam, and that's pshat that tam ke iker is also be kochim, and afilu there's more than shishim it's also, and here you get away with shishim. The tam ke iker the koma lav le tam gomahu. The bottle be mei v'shishim. Mei v'shishim, Taisa says, you know, there's no tam gom anymore. The tam kodu koma. So, and that is also by kochim. V'gam tzorich loyma, d'chi agavna also by kochim. So tam keike, if there's a tam kolish over here, it's mutter. By chulin, it's mutter. By kochim, it's also. Tzorich loyma, d'chi agavna also by kochim. And when the Gemara asked Takasha, let's learn out from Kachim. Now let's learn out from Zoya Bishela. I know the Lishteri af Bosa Kachim be Kufisamach, Kizoya Bishela. Let's learn out the Kufisamach should help, and by Kachim there shouldn't be a din that it asks Bemashi. Bahashte teime, given the hochlei airi b'tam gomu, if we're not talking about a tam gomu, because Taisvis said after shishim and meyer, there's not nois in tam. So if we're speaking about a tam kik, we're talking about a tam kolosh. Ela b'choshu, mi dochkei leforish, the rove islei, Tam ke iker bechulen lav de reise, that Rava Bechlal doesn't hold tam ke iker in a Torah, given the hoche loy airi bitam gomo. Here we are not talking about a tam gomo, ela bechoshu ke de frishes. That means Rava also is moide, till shishim it's also. So there you have a tam gomo. After shishim he holds its mutter by chulin because there's only a tam kolish. Va'oi teime. Then Taisvah says, va'oi teime, dal kochach ein koshu oisa bekotchim. There's no such thing that a koshu is also bekotchim. Doloi oso bemashu elo oilim davke l'rabonon umin bemidoi l'rab Yehude. Kedemrinem behedye bakoimetz rabe, v'chem beperik ataruvis, אמר יש לוקיש הפיגול והנשפר והתומי שבולון זה בו זה ואוכלם פוטר, וכאמר שמע מינו נויסן טעם ברוי לאו דירייסר. אמר די כחידיש, ובואו קוראים את זה חידיש, נאבות את זה חידיש עובדי אף יהב תבי יסורם, יפיגול נויסר ותומי, so the each iser becomes bottle the other two isurim. You have roiv that's not pigul, roiv that's not noisa, roiv that's not tome. So if your master minalti pigul could be became bottle broi. There's a whole sugi over there. V'kama ashma mino noisa in tam broiv lav di erais. Al memashme dafilo kedei nesinas tam lo yosa b'minoi. אז רואי יש שאלו וחטוס תשמייתם במיני עסקינם. ואיד אומה בהקוי מצרה בשתי מנוחי שלא יניק מצו ונסעבו דבוטל ברויב לרבונן, תאמרמי במיני בוטל, אמר אין כלשהו עשה בקודשם וכן בכמה דוכתם. I just like to say over the stipler wants to say Pesis, Bekitza, it comes out, according to Rashi, that by Kochim, all over by Kochim, Tam Ki Ikea means, that Tosfos understood Psha and Rashi, Tam Ki means Afilu, you have any Tam whatsoever, it's also. Tam Ki Ikea, it's right, B'Sheilu Zachidish, that Tosfos, if it's not Nois in Tam, it's Muta. But by Kochim, Tam, Ki, Ika, Filiz, Zamashu, Tam, it's also possible. That's a Rashi Lomshan, whatever the Lomdus and Rashi is. So Taisva says, he's saying a terrible thing. We see by Oilin, we see by Damapor and Damasoyer, there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda says that Mimimine Leibotel, the Rabbana said Oilin Leibotel. Rashi says by Kochim, it asks Bamashu. It's a new din. So by Kochim, the das is b'mashu. We have a case of two menoches that were nisarev. So there it says it's bottle b'roiv l'rabonon. According to Rashi, das is b'mashu. So the stipler wants to say in Kilashakiv, amir di keteretz, t'fem for Rashi. He says, let's talk about Tamap. He says like this. The whole concept of tam, of taste, was only said if I'm eating something. So then there's a cheshbon, do I taste this? Don't I taste this? There's a stronger tam, a schwacher tam, a minute tam. But the whole concept of tam is only applicable by midi de achille. But when I'm not talking about achille, Then there's no problem of tam. So it's a bishko. We're speaking about v'lokach midam apor midam asoyer. So you're eating it, you're putting it on the mizbeach. So Tais says in Yekash, ooh, I learned that from Gabi Chatos, it says liyeis kamoye, that it asks b'mashu. So this type of anshulde. By that, what it says, by chatos liyeis kamoye, that means that something was boileya from a chatos, and you're eating that something, and there's a minute taste of the chatos, you feel it, you don't feel it, but there's a minute taste of the chatos in that other machu, so that is a din tam keike, that the tam doesn't become bottle, finished, it doesn't become bottle, even though the taste is minute. That's the chiddush. That Rashi says, by kochim is the din of tam keike, that a full of minute taste is also. But Taisva Sakash, oh, you see, Rabbi Yehuda, as only machma by min b'mine. They talk about taste. They talk about zrik and the mizbeach. So it's a chilek, the damaso and the damapoya has two different tastes for practical purposes. So what? But there we're speaking that their taste is irrelevant. There I'm speaking about zrik and the mizbeach. Or two menoches, which I have to be makter on the mizbeach. So there, that's a different inyan in Gansen. So there, the whole thing is totally, if me b'mine is bottle, me b'mine loy bottle, that's the whole shaila. Here, when we're talking about eating and about taste, so here Rashi says, tam keika, by question, isn't tam keika, even a minute taste also doesn't become bottle.